It's October 31st. Today is Halloween in Canada. It's not an official national holiday, but many people, both the young and the young at heart, celebrate by dressing up in different costumes, carving pumpkins, going trick-or-treating, and by attending parties and other fun activities. What are you going to be today? A ghost? A skeleton? An angel? What costume are you going to wear tonight? Are you going to party? Are you going to go trick-or-treating? Did you hear me use the word gonna in my questions? No, I'm not talking about a gun. The word is spelled G-O-N-N-A. Gonna is a reduction, not a contraction. It is a blending of two words in the English language as a result of relaxed pronunciation. Gonna is a combination of the word going and the word to. When the words going and to are spoken together quickly, the pronunciation changes to gonna. This reduction is acceptable and commonly used when speaking informal English in Canada. Reductions also support fluency. When we're writing in the English language, though, reductions such as the word gonna are not acceptable. Be mindful of this fact. Always write with the correct form, not with the reduction. We would write going to in this case. There are many other reductions that you might hear when people are speaking the English language quickly. Wanna, for example, is the relaxed pronunciation for the words want and the words to. Gotta, which combines the word got and the word to. Hafta, which combines have and to. Oughta, which combines ought and to. And there are many, many more. Songs written in the English language often use reductions. In fact, four very popular Halloween songs that you may have already heard at a party, on the radio, or at the movies use the word gonna. I'd like to share them with you now. The first song we're going to explore is called Ghostbusters. It was written by Ray Parker Jr. as the theme song for a movie released in 1984, which carries the same name. A Ghostbuster is a person who can get rid of ghosts and other evil spirits. In the song Ghostbusters, listen for these words. Who you gonna call? Please notice that the form of the verb to be is missing in this question, and the reduction, gonna, is used. The correct sentence would be, who are you going to call? When it's put to music, words are omitted and reductions are added. Listen carefully.
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Did you hear the reduction gonna? Did you hear another strange word? Ain't. I ain't afraid of no ghost. It is spelled A-I-N-T. If you didn't hear it, rewind and listen again. The word ain't is also a reduction. It can carry different meanings. Sometimes it means am not, but it can also mean are not or is not. In some sentences, ain't can mean have not or has not. Please be careful with this word as well. It's a little dangerous. It is considered by many to be incorrect English, even though it is common in very informal colloquial English. The grammatically correct version of I ain't afraid of no ghost is, I am not afraid of a ghost. but again, music relaxes English pronunciation. Please avoid ain't in professional, formal, or semi-formal spoken and written English. But hey, doesn't it sound really cool when Ray Parker sings it? Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Let's get back to our original topic. Halloween songs that use the reduction gonna. In 2008, Rihanna, a famous singer from Barbados, released a song called Disturbia. The word Disturbia is a portmanteau. This means a new word created by joining together two separate words with two separate meanings to form a new entity. Portmanteau words are very popular in modern-day English, and they pop up regularly. Disturbia joins the words disturbed and suburbia. It is used in the song to describe the dark side of good suburban neighborhoods in America. Of course, the song means different things to different people. For me, it is about the very real and monstrous stresses, fears, and sometimes confusing feelings that many individuals live with every day, not just on Halloween. I'm going to play a section of the song now. Did you hear the reductions that she used in the lyrics? How many did she use? Two or three? Did you hear her say, "Ain't gonna play nice"? The song moves quickly, but both the reductions "ain't" and "gonna" are used. Rihanna says "gonna" once and "ain't" twice in the audio segment. The formal version of this lyric would be, "I am not going to play nice." If you didn't hear the reductions "ain't" and "gonna," rewind the audio and listen again. If you did hear them, let's move on to one of the most famous songs that many people listen to on Halloween, Michael Jackson's Thriller. The American singer recorded this song in 1982. That's 37 years ago. I can hardly believe it. Yet, even after all these years, it's very popular, and of course, the song is very creepy. Listen for the reduction, "gonna." Michael Jackson say, "No one's gonna save you from the beast that is about to strike"? Oh my goodness. Zombies! The last Halloween song that I'd like to share with you today was written about one of the weirdest and spookiest fictional families in American pop culture. The family I'm referring to is called the Addams Family. This month in Toronto, a 3D computer animated movie was released in theaters about this strange family who lives in a big, gloomy mansion beside a cemetery. The comic strip, on which the original television series and feature films were based, was created in 1938 by Charles Addams. It uses the reduction "gonna" just once. Listen carefully. Can you hear it?
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Did you catch the words, we're gonna pay a call on? This expression has nothing to do with money. It is not about payment, even though the word pay is used. When we say we're going to pay a call on someone, we mean that we're going to visit someone for a short time. So, as I was saying, oh, I wonder who might be calling on me now at this hour on Halloween. Oh, I see. Well, I have to go now. I'm sure we're all going to have a lot of fun tonight. Be safe out there, everyone, and happy Halloween.